This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
Welcome back, everybody!
That was weird. I'm sorry I screamed at you. I'm not really that sorry. But hi, welcome back.
Special guest DM, Wolfman Jack.
So, welcome back to Crown of Queens. We are here. The adventure is already in progress. But to catch you up, I'm going to see how much my players remember, which who knows how much they remember. We'll see. Guys, what do you remember from last time? Not everybody at once.
We got attacked by Crimson Assassins, I believe. They said
who's
they called
talking? Themselves. Who is that? This is who? Who's talking to me?
This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Do I need to announce myself like a Pokemon before I start?
Yeah, damn right you do.
Okay. Maddie! So last time, we were attacked by Crimson Assassins. And they
the Crimson Shroud.
Crimson Assassins.
Oh, who was that? Who was that with those liquidy tones?
Oh, this is Vanessa, and I know about the Crimson Shroud.
Ooh. So shroudy.
So they knocked out Emmerich and Graziella and two other randos and hauled them off to...
Come on.
They have nothing on.
Fuck it, hey.
We're just the NPCs over here. Don't mind us.
Wait. Who's saying they're NPCs? Who's that?
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh,
Steve.
That's Steve,
Randy
everybody.
Rando.
Yeah, Steve the Rando.
I'm Jim the Rando. Just the NPC.
Hi, Jim the Rando.
I'm Captain Cannon Fodder. Nice to meet you.
Ooh, Captain. That would make a great shirt. Let's work on that. That's
so they were captured along with Plareon the Inscrutable,
right?
And Garglin Yelt.
Garglin.
I have eaten oats.
Yeah. Okay. All right, smartass. Let's see what happens next.
And my notes end there.
Oh, you had notes.
No.
Good job.
So their leader, who I don't believe we got his name.
No, he refused to give me his name.
Yeah.
He was a real dick about it.
Said that he had a previous arrangement with the woman who originally held the blade that Graziella took, and that she was going to open a door for him in this crypt. And he asked us to go do it for 1,500 gold?
Each.
You asking me or you telling me?
I'm trying to decipher my own scribbles right here.
A friggin' Dadwell situation.
So we went through and we found a bunch of sarcophagi that are locked. But towards the end, after a weird blood well, we did finally find a door that Graziella was able to open. And behind that was...
And instead of going back to the Crimson Shroud guy and telling him, hey, we opened your door, we ventured forward.
Well, he did say we could have whatever we wanted from behind it, so we're just getting while the getting's good.
And but boy, did we find some cool stuff.
We did. Well, we found Charon.
Charon.
Charon. A demon in a summoning circle. He wasn't summoned to that location. That is the circle that will... allow him to be summoned somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed very pleasant, but we were all a little wary of dealing with him.
You know, pleasant as demons go.
Yeah. So we found our way to Thaddeus's workshop, mm-hmm. where we found a whole bunch of stuff.
Whole bunch of stuff.
If anybody wants to chime in with what we found.
I got some gloves that let me cast knock and make me extra sneaky. And a dagger with human teeth on it, right?
Yes, you did get a dagger with human teeth on it, yes.
Yep, just, you know, to look cool.
I got really a scimitar named Sacrifice that channels my positive energy.
That's a cool sword, man.
And there was also a portal in the room with a rug in the map that seemed to make a map of the planes, but we had no way of activating
door.
Yeah, we had no way of activating the portal. We couldn't figure out the.
Yeah, we seemed to be missing a key.
And then we found a key, but then it wasn't the key for that. So.
Right, and it also wasn't the key to what we believe is the vault.
Yeah, which is down a hallway covered in pictures of a humanoid lady wearing a crown.
Mm-hmm.
Then no one knows who she is.
Perhaps a queen?
Perhaps.
Well, that would be fortuitous now, wouldn't it? Well,
and someone got the deed to the Night's End Garden.
Oh, yes. Garden. That was Plarion.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. You're right.
Yeah. Which we don't know what that is. Hopefully we will find out today.
Whatever it is, I own it.
It's mine.
So let's join the adventure already in session. You
didn't
guys...
Garland find something as well? Didn't he find armor or?
Yeah, there was a crossbow.
There was a crossbow.
Yeah.
So no, we all found cool stuff, and that usually means the DM is about to throw something really nasty at us.
So you guys walked out of this door. So with the party walked out of the door, the north side door, past the charm. It was just like, hi. And everybody walked past him and went out the north door into this underground chamber.
He's rather churning.
He's very churning. There's a naturally forming running water that's going through this kind of little chamber, and it disappears under one rock face, and it comes out of the other rock face, and it's just like this little tunnel with running water moving through it. And you can see on the opposite bank, which is probably about 20 feet wide at the river's widest point, that there's another set of double doors and another little building jutting out from the other rock face. What looks like a building that's been built out of the natural stone wall on the other bank. Ceiling's probably about 35 feet above you. You're in a cave. So yeah, that's where you guys are at right now.
I'm assuming I opened the door and made Emmy walk through it.
Yeah,
so
that's probably what happened. Yeah.
That's a solid guess.
I'm right there.
Okay.
I think I'm in the lead.
Who's this right here?
I don't even remember who I am.
You're
I think you're the little robed one.
You're right here.
Oh, that's me. I found me.
The dwarf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jim, you're in the lead.
Okay.
So throw me a perception check. Perception check. What are we looking at? You don't see or hear anything.
Of course not on a 5.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, water.
The water looks real nice.
I'm going to try to stay on the edge of where the land is.
Okay.
And move what my these are 5-foot squares, right?
Yes, sir. They are 5-foot squares.
20, like across from where the door is, like right about here.
Okay. When you get there, I'm going to need you to make a reflex save, please.
19.
That is a good reflex save, though, sir. That's a good reflex save. So you are not going to take damage. So from outside, out of this little alcove, out of the shadows, this kind of muzzle flecked with foam darts out and takes a bite at you, and you just kind of pivot right at the right time and miss, and you think it was... Any less, your movement was any less honed, this would have sunk 2 massive fangs into your flesh. And you kind of catch a look at it, and you see this very mangy bat. It's huge. It's the size of a small pony. It's got mange in its fur. It's got missing clumps. Its eyes are yellowed and jaundiced. Its teeth are kind of this golden, green, rotted color. It's got fetid breath. You can almost see it coming out of its mouth. And it's walking on its hands and its little bat feet. It looks at you and it just goes, kind of lets up this god-awful kind of guttural scream. and initiative, because it's coming to get some.
That is fine. I want to be in the back anyway.
That's a quick dwarf.
19 makes up for that. I think I rolled a 1 on my last initiative.
So yeah, this thing is like staring at you, foaming. I'm going to say that you all heard in the echo chamber that is this cave, you heard this kind of, and you hear Pilarn go, ha! I'm assuming you reacted in some way.
Yeah. Oh.
So I will let
you guys. Backfall demon.
You guys, I am in here. I am not out there. Emmerich, what are you doing?
He is stepping up this way with sword and shield drawn on the other side of the door, since Graziella is still hanging out just in the doorway.
Garglin, what you doing, bro?
Since I hear all this madness, I guess I'll work my way out of this room, and I can't go. I'm going to run so I can go a little bit further.
And just get yourself to where you want to be, my friend.
I run 60. Can I?
Yeah.
Is that fine? So I'm over here now.
Tear ass, man. Yeah. All right. Jimbo, what you doing, bro?
Am I detecting evil from this bat?
Is that constant?
Yeah.
Yes, this bat is evil.
Okay, I'm going to attack and use a smite evil.
All right.
One of my 3 for the day, just as a smite evil. Swift action. Is that if I use it as a swift action, that takes away from my attack?
No.
Cast a if the target is evil, I add my charisma bonus, which is 0, to my attack rolls, but I add my paladin level to all damage rolls.
Nice.
Made to the target of the smite. So hopefully I'll hit. Get to my thing. Okay,
get to my thing. It's not showing me. What? Yeah, 21 will hit, 14 won't.
Okay, so that's 9 plus 8.
Sweet. So 17.
Yep.
So you, what are you attacking it with?
My falchion.
Okay. So you swing the blade and it kind of cuts into its raggedy flesh. It's like, ah! It makes kind of a squeaky guttural sound as you cut into it.
Ew.
And there's like its blood looks like it's pustulant. I think that'd be a good word to use.
It's a foul icker from me.
Yeah. Oh, in this situation. Okay. So, then it would be me. So I'm going to come for you. It kind of rears back and then snaps its head forward. 28 hit?
28? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it hits you for 16 points of damage as it snaps into you with its little jaws. Okay. Oh, big, big jaws. Bites right into you. And that stinks. It stings. It smells horrible.
I don't have to save for poison or anything?
Not at this time.
Oh, okay.
So that would be... Vanessa, what are you doing?
Well, upon hearing the noise, I want to, like... Can I see into that area from where I am, or do I have to actually come into the river room?
Yeah, you have to come into the river room, because you're, like, inside of a doorway.
And, it is wet out there!
Right. So you would have to come outside and then move a little bit to get, you'd have to be about where Emmerich is to see what the hell is going on in that alcove.
All right. Well, I'm going to come out and go right behind Emmerich.
Okay.
And can I just like look around, make sure there's no more of them anywhere else?
Yeah, sure. Throw a perception check.
25.
You don't see anything. Yeah. There's you kind of take everything in and you think, man, this place is empty. Almost weirdly, like, unnaturally empty. Kind of looking at it, it looks almost as if this place was formed magically and not naturally.
Can I move again? Can you move twice in Pathfinder? Like, use up the rest of my movement? And from there, can I hit? Like, can I throw a dagger at the ghoul bat?
Yeah, you can. You would be able to see just the... I believe just the tip of its head.
Well, perfect. I want to hit it in the head.
It's 25 feet away. You should be able to see. Yeah, you'll be able to hit it in the head.
All right. Well, then I'm going to throw a dagger at it.
All right. Yeah, 25 will hit.
Dagger has the scorpion poison on it.
Okay.
So that's a fortitude save with a DC of 17.
Okay.
And it takes 1d2 strength damage.
If it fails the save.
Yeah.
Due to the nature of this creature, will not need to make a fortitude save.
Mm. All right.
Just due to the nature of the creature.
Hmm.
I'm going to throw my dagger, and then I'm going to turn around to Emmy, and I'm going to be like, I hit it!
You did.
Well done.
I'm very pleased with myself.
So we're back to the top. Emmerich, what are you doing, bro?
Just going to step around this way. And find the skill I need.
You feel it. The water is only ankle deep, by the way, so it's not causing any movement problems.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to do this with a +2 on it to try and identify what the hell this thing is.
Okay.
So 27.
It looks like a large, like a bat. Like it looks like a dire bat, but it looks like it's maybe not alive. Might be moving around, but it might not be alive.
So would I know if this is a magical beast or undead? Yeah.
Probably leaning more towards the undead.
Okay. All right. Well, then that is me that turn.
All right. Garglin, what you doing, bro?
I'm going to attack this thing.
Okay.
So I'll move up, and I'm going to use my arcane strike to smash it in its stupid bat head. Okay. I'll be over here.
Right in its stupid bat face.
Yeah, that's a dwarven term.
I like it. Well, the dwarves would say...
Yeah, but it translates as stupid
translates
bat
face. Stupid bat face. Yeah, that would hit.
Okay. And then there should be an additional +2 from the arcane strike, but I don't see how to put it in the sheet. So
Garglin whips out this hammer he's got, and it looks like it's darkness made into solid stone, and he kind of swings it around, brings it down on the top of this thing's head, crack, and you hear it reverberate through the chamber. Little wisps of midnight energy kind of fleck off of it as he swings back. Does a mighty 7 points of damage. Yeah. You guys are putting hurting on this guy. So that would be Jim. What's your move, bruh?
I'm gonna try to lay on hands if I can recognize it as an undead.
Yeah, now that you've kind of seen it, you can see that it's definitely undead.
So I roll what, touch attack?
Yeah, you would roll to hit.
Just roll to hit with a regular weapon, or
no, with your like you're rolling to hit just base whatever your base attack is. I am going to get an attack of opportunity on you. Okay. You are going to touch me, but I am going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
That's cool.
Because you're trying
to do 46 of damage.
17 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, so I don't do 17 damage to you. No. You do 46. Roll that beautiful damage.
15
points. You touch it, and you feel the light of the Traveler God move through your body, and your kind of eyes. You guys watch as his hair kind of stands up a little bit, and his eyes turn like this octarine color, which is like a purplish white.
Feel the power of the holy hobo as it flows through me.
Which is, he would actually probably approve of that, to be 100% honest with you. Volkas kind of moves. You can feel him moving through you, and you lay your hand on it, and it just sears off a huge chunk of the skin on his face. Kind of melts it back so you can see like exposed skull and mandible. It's one of its eyes is completely gone. You do some serious Wahidas damage to it. You feel like this thing is animated, but not much longer. And then it's me. So the creature is like missing half of its face, flesh, its shoulder gone. It's just kind of exposed collarbone, and it swing kind of nips at you, but misses you. Its teeth just kind of chomp into the air as you kind of move back.
That's good.
That would give us to Vanessa. What's Graziella doing?
I'm gonna move a little bit closer to the rest of my adventure mates.
Okay.
Move over like there. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to throw another dagger at it.
Roll to hit.
12.
A 12 will, I do not believe, hit it.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, 12 will not hit me. So the dagger just moves off into the darkness and dissipates as they
ow.
Do when they miss their mark.
Emmy did it.
And speaking of Emmy, back to the top of the order. Emmerich, what are you doing?
So let's see. This guy is in this little alcove here.
Yeah.
Will I need to come all the way around these two to get to him, or can I?
Yes, you will. Yeah, you don't have a weapon reach. You'd have to come around
to hit him. Which I think I can do. I'm going to focus my anger at this thing and fuse it through my weapon.
Okay.
Using my Bane special ability.
Fifth level, an Inquisitor can imbue one of her weapons with the Bane weapon spell. Her special ability is a swift action.
So basically, let's see. I'm hitting it with the scimitar.
Okay, you miss it.
Would a 16 hit it?
16 would hit it.
Then I, yeah, because I have a plus two on that.
Okay.
The Bane gives it a plus two.
Okay. So then you hit it.
And I'm doing, so I did four, and then I'm doing an additional 2d6.
Okay, roll that damage.
Damn it.
Well, just so you know, the four was enough.
Yeah, okay.
The four was what you needed to drop it. So the extra four was just insult to injury. Yeah, well, so you kind of, in a really shoddy, poor way, execute this spell strike of Bane. Your anger is more passive frustration than it is rage. And it kind of fizzles out, and you're just like, wah! And you manage to kind of sever the rest of its neck, and that thing's head drops into the wet, gravelly earth, and its body just kind of collapses, and it's got these little, like, fuming kind of pus runs out of its neck hole, and it's just kind of stinking and rotting and laying there. And we are out of initiative.
Can we see anything on this door that's opposite us?
Yes. Double doors with thorns and vines, much like the other doors that you had seen inside of the chamber. And it has a latch on either side. And these doors seem to be a little bit more sturdy than the other doors that you've seen previously. And you only are just kind of noticing that because you're like, wow, these look a little thicker, a little heavier, a little denser than what you're used to seeing.
Can I go over to the door and check it for traps?
Move yourself. Check for traps. Everybody take a shot.
Checking for traps.
Not yet. You haven't said the thing.
No.
That's true. I haven't said the thing. Wait, guys. How do I check it for traps? With a 31.
It does not appear to be trapped. And now everybody at home who plays the Crown of Queens drinking game, take a shot.
You are welcome. Is the door locked?
It is not locked.
I'm going to turn around to my fellow adventurers and be like, the door is not trapped or locked.
Well, we can talk to the Crimson Shroud guys and tell them we open their door and get our money. Or we can see what's behind door number two.
I feel like we might as well keep going. It's going to end eventually. Then we turn around, we get our money. We don't want to leave things down here, no?
Well, I didn't kill an undead bat for nothing.
I love the forced laughter.
I'm going to move away from the door because I'm not going in first.
Step up to the door.
Okay.
And I will open it.
All right. Let's reveal it.
I'll stand with you, new friend.
I'm going to stand behind Emmy and peek over his shoulder. Like, what is he in there?
All right.
Okay, even a bigger bat. Oh.
We're lined up so nicely. It's really convenient for
for whatever's in there.
A good area of effect attack would
do
really well right now.
A hand grenade will take out the whole party, whole platoon.
Actually, having all of you around me really helps my safe. So
the room is 30 by 15 with a low 9-foot ceiling. The floor is decorated with a black stone mosaic of a large bat. Against the far wall is an iron sarcophagus. Throw me a perception check. Whoever's at the two of you at the door, throw me a perception check. We get
20.
Okay. Two. All right.
I'm not very perceptive.
You're not very perceptive, but Imric is. I will give you 60 seconds to react to this, Maddie.
Okay.
It is just like all of the other sarcophagi that you guys have passed, except. You notice one of the last bolt that's holding it closed, like those fastener bolts that locked it from the inside, you notice that hitting the floor.
I will promptly close the door and start getting everyone back.
Okay, make strength check.
Oh no.
Three.
Oh no.
Yep. Okay. Everybody throw an initiative.
It's a vampire lord or something.
Kind of. We're back in initiative, friends. Wow, it's like two combats, like back to back.
Gargamel and I are fast on the draw this time.
You guys are. So you go to pull it closed, and in with like just with this dexterous swiftness, this speed, this bony, gnarled hand grabs the door and like wrenches it back open, and you see this this gaunt, bald man with gray skin. He's got rat-like pointed fangs, and he, you know, using his left hand to kind of pull the door out of your hand and open, he jabs forward with his right hand and strikes toward your chest with his fingers open. Gnarled claws on them. And let me grab his character sheet real quick. And he is going to make his surprise attack. So this is against your flat-footed AC.
Okie dokie.
Cool. Only taking the first one. 23 hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, he hits you for 4 points of damage. It's a paltry amount of damage. You feel like that fighting back and forth with you against the door threw him off his game a little bit.
Okay.
And we are in combat. First move, Garglin, what are you doing? You see this rat-faced, bald being, humanoid, pull the door out of Emmerich's hand and strike at him with his claws.
Okay, so we're all bunched up because we're not very smart adventurers, I guess. I can't physically reach this guy from here, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I don't know if this will work against an undead or not, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to cast Cacophonous Call, which is harder to say than it needs to be.
That's a good one. Yeah, man, it's an enchantment spell.
I target him and go with that. So if he wants to make a will save.
25?
Yeah, that's fine.
Will negate. So you kind of, like, you see he's got, like, crazy eye going on. So you feel like maybe you filled his head with cacophonous music, but he just,
he was able to kind of,
yeah, cut through it. Next up, we got Jim.
So he's coming through. Can I get a swipe at him, or can I shut the door in his face, or what?
You would have to reach past him to pull the door closed that he's flung open.
All right, can I attack him then?
Yeah, sure. Roll to hit. He's going to be a little harder to hit than the mangy bat, just so you know.
Right. I'm going to make this a smite evil attack as well.
Okay. 25 will hit, 14 will not.
Okay, so 7 plus 8 is 15 damage.
Okay.
I have two more smite evils for the rest of the day.
So your first strike cuts into it. You slice into its grayed flesh, but its flesh is just so old and like desiccated, dried up that like when you cut it, it's almost like trying to carve into wood. You know, you feel like you did the damage, but just you wish you had done more. Now, what's the plus on that?
It'd be 7 plus 8, so it'd be a total of 15 damage.
So next would be Vanessa.
I'm gonna back the fuck up. Because I can hit from 30, so I'm gonna move back over here.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna throw a dagger at it.
Throw a dagger at it.
Shocking.
I'm surprised. 15 will not hit.
Shock. That was a shit roll all around.
Yeah, man, you rolled a 1 for damage, so that wouldn't have done shit anyways. Good try though. Good effort. Good effort.
Yay.
I'm gonna eat me a Inquisitor is what I'm gonna do. Coming in swinging. 16 hit you?
Does not.
30 hit you?
Yeah.
Sorry. <Okay. laughs> Nah, 30 doesn't.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. Very encouraging.
Go ahead and take that 9 points of damage.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Oh, now I gotta do math.
He just slices in there. That 30 hit? Yeah, that 30 hits. You know that 30 hits. Next would be Emmerich. That's you.
All right. Well, I'm just going to take a quick 5-foot step back.
Okay.
And I very quickly say a prayer. Kronos, please rain down your guidance and blessing upon me. Heal me from the wounds that I have sustained. And I'm using my judgment ability to do a judgment of healing.
Nice. And I get
fast healing plus 3.
Cool beans.
And then, so that is a partial action. With my other action, I run my hand down the broadside of my sword and cast Flames of the Faithful.
Thanks for being specific.
Yeah.
Because that'd make
I know you.
Sense. Yeah, it would be like Dex check.
Go ahead and take that damage, brother. No, it's basically my sword turns, it gets Flaming Burst. For okay. 7 rounds.
You ignite the blade with the sacred flames.
So if you fondle your sword, it lights on fire?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's pretty baller.
Barrack Dondarrion over here.
So back to the top of the order. We're at Garglin. What are you doing, bro?
I'm going to use one of my bardic abilities and inspire courage in the group because I think we're going to need it. So
this is one of those no shit fights, guys.
Yeah, it seems that way. So, all right. Do I need to make the actual bardic music check, or can I just?
No, you're good.
Like, how do you want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, you're
fine. So everybody gets a +2 to saving throws against charm and fear effects, +2 competence bonus on attack and weapon damage. So, have at it.
Nice.
By the way, if he does use a fear effect, everyone within 10 feet of me gets a +4 on that throw, too.
Okay.
Or of courage. It's automatic.
That's good to know.
So I mentioned that.
You mentioned that to the ether?
Yeah, so I say that aloud to the ether. All right, I'm going to... I'm next, right?
Yeah, you're next.
I'm going to try another lay on hands.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to save these for myself, but that's okay. 19 hit?
19 will not hit.
Ah!
Oh, man.
That's
does that waste a spell?
That will waste a spell.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Sorry, dude.
No, let's save.
So then I am going to, that would be Vanessa. What's your move?
Big surprise, I'm gonna throw a dagger at it.
Throw a dagger.
I'm gonna back up a little bit more. I'm gonna throw a dagger at it.
Throw a dagger.
Oh, good. 14.
14. 14 super, will not hit.
Super helpful. Are you guys glad I came with you? Good team.
I just hear a ching, ching every few minutes. I'm like,
and just a spew of expletives come out of Graziella's mouth. She's very frustrated.
So then I am going to step up, and I am coming for the holy man. Well, no, I'm coming for the kid with the flame and sword. Yeah, fuck that. So I am going to cast Scorching Ray.
To do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 30 feet away, but no. When they have the personal touch.
He wants to look you in the eyes as you catch on fire.
12 hit you? No.
No.
I rolled a 1.
Good.
Yeah, so he fails his Scorching Ray. The water probably did it. So that would be Imric.
Well, I'm not super happy this guy just tried to shoot me with a Scorching Ray.
Well, he just made hand motions at you. You don't even know really what that was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, back at you.
He's already smacked me once. And yeah. He tried to do something, so I'm going to infuse a Bane in this attack as well.
Okay.
And
17?
21.
21 will not hit.
Really?
Damn. You want the pluses from the bard? Or
yeah.
Was that counting that? Okay.
That was the pluses from the bard. That was the pluses from my bane. Yeah, that was...
So music and the gods have failed you.
Damn. That's harsh.
This is no shit fight, kids.
Had to open the door. Couldn't go back and get the money.
Sorry.
Do get more hit points back.
Oh, it's not true. It's not that.
What if we just go into the room and close the doors from there and then pretend everything's fine?
Oh, hello. I'm very far away.
I can't hear you.
Can we find you daggers?
I can't see you, so you can't see me.
I will leave you and collect the money.
That's fair.
I was worried the other sarcophagi opened up while we were doing this.
Oh no.
Don't speak these things into existence.
That was me. I'm done. Okay. I just get the one attack.
All right, you just get the one attack. That would be back to the top of the order. Garglin, what are you doing, brah?
I don't even know. Can I hit him from where I'm at? I'm kind of at an angle there.
Yeah,
I guess,
man.
I can.
Roll the hit. Yeah, you can hit. Roll
all right. Roll it. Yeah, I'm just going to use my Arcane Strike again and attack this creature. Yeah, I imagine that I miss.
Let's see. Jim, what's your move?
I'm going to hold on to my Divine Bond for when the real...
Yeah, 28 will hit. It's a nat 20. You do times 3 damage.
Cool. Plus yeah. 2. 20.
Slicing this thing. Do some serious damage.
I hope so.
Not like half damage or anything, but you do some damage. Not taking that away from you. Vanessa, what are you doing?
Gonna throw a dagger at it. Guys, I don't have a lot in my repertoire.
I'm going to give her, after we're done with this, I'm going to give her my crossbow.
Right.
My daggers are cool when they hit, which they never do.
Yeah, just take darkness.
I'm going to shout encouragingly to my friends. My new friends. Why aren't you killing it yet? Kill it!
Thanks.
It's not encouraging, that's nagging.
Yeah, it is.
Asher?
That's Ella's version of encouraging.
Can you hear me? That's what we can hope for.
Yeah.
Okay, so you run by this demon.
Yep.
So you run into this room and he points to the door and he goes, I think your friends are out there. And you run, because you think you're being chased as far as you know.
Yep.
So you run right by the demon and out from this point you may move however you wish to move.
I clearly see combat, right?
Yeah. They're fighting something. You know what that is.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's as far as I can get.
Okay, so Asher just like books it through this door.
Hey, I remember this guy.
You hear like water. You hear like water sloshing.
In the process, pulling out my Mirage Blade.
Right, and I'm guessing throwing your disguise to the ground.
Yeah, pulling off the mask because you guys just see one of the scarlet mask figures come around the corner. Yeah, and I just like pull off the mask, pull out the sword, and I'm charging.
It was you the whole time.
He's bloody. Like he's got blood splatters all over him. Like he looks like he's seen some shit. He's kind of wild eyed, and he's just running. Okay, so that's his move.
Pupils are massively dilated.
Yeah. He's like, this ain't good. And then I believe
Ella seems concerned and a little bit turned on.
Does a 23 hit you, Maddie?
Yep.
Does a 22 hit you, Maddie?
Yep.
All right, take that.
This is why I wanted to save one of my lay on hands.
what is that?
Should be 13? Yeah.
All right, then. Whee!
You hanging tough?
Still alive.
He should be close.
Well, he just healed himself, so.
And that would be Emmerich. That's your turn.
All right. So I'm going to take a 5-foot step this away.
Okay.
And I'm going to flank him along with Plareon.
All right.
Ooh, you said it right that time.
And trying once more with a Bane.
And missed. Well, you don't even feel like you're missing him. You're hitting him, you're just not...
Hurting him.
Hold on, let me... I'm doing math here, sorry.
Oh, do the math, yeah. Because I see a 13.
2, 4... 19?
Nope.
Shit.
He's a hardy dude. We are at, top of the order. Garglin?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep wailing on him.
Go for it. 60 will not hit. Well, it hits, but once again, it's like smashing into wood. We are at Jim. You were noticing that physical strikes seem to be doing very little to this guy.
Yeah.
That's okay. What's registering.
All right, I'm going to try another lay on hands.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Ah!
Oh, man.
That'd be an 18.
Wait, do you get bonuses, right? You get plus
two? Yeah, I got plus two and plus
okay.
two.
So, yeah. 18. The lay on hands will hit.
13.
Okay. I feel like the searing energy does 13 more damage to him. Burns off some of his, like, old flesh. Oh, guys. You're getting there. You're getting there. It's a hard fight, man. So then it would be Vanessa.
Checking for traps.
I'm gonna check him for traps.
Look, we have a new drinking game now. Every time Vanessa throws a dagger and it misses.
Yep. Oh, you'd be sloshed.
Yeah.
Yep. 19, and then do I get a buff from the bard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get plus two.
So 21?
That will not hit its blade.
Fucking.
God damn it. You guys feel like if you were up against any other kind of combatant, you'd be doing some serious fucking damage, but it's just the nature of what you're fighting, guys. So that would be after Vanessa. It's me. He goes to move forward, and everybody throw me a perception check.
Oh, no. God, what's wrong with my digital dice?
So Vanessa and Jim, you guys aren't going to notice it.
He's got a bomb!
The rest of you, he's just TNT strapped across his chest. The other three of you notice that when he goes to step towards the water, it's like he hits a physical wall and isn't able to move.
Vampire rolls.
And he turns, and he's going to start coming after... He's going to switch his targets. Jim, does a 23 hit you?
Yes, it does, but a 16, do not.
Nice. So take 7 points as he slashes into you with his meaty claws.
I certainly will.
So that holy damage is pissing him off. And then it would be Imric.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step this way, back into the water.
Okay.
Holy man, you must step back into the water. You will be fine. Can I infuse my bane into a spell?
I'm going to say...
If it's making an attack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to cast Barbed Chains.
Ooh, nice. That's a good one. I know that's well.
Yeah. So those are a melee attack with my wisdom instead of
Steve's
strength. Gone. So give me a moment. I need to change some stuff in here.
That's a good spell. So this chain just bursts out from... How do you want it to burst out? Where is it coming from?
I'm looking at how many I have. I think I have three chains.
Right.
So they're just bursting up at every angle to...
Not two chains.
No, he's three chains.
Okay, wow. Chains.
Basically bursting up from the ground at every angle to try and hit this guy.
All right. Yeah, okay. That'll hit. That won't hit. That will hit. So two chains smack into him. You hit him with two chains. I don't know if he'll like that very much.
He probably won't, as I'm computing damage here.
Computing. Okay, Doogie. It's 1d4, right? No, that's the shaken thing. It's a d6.
With Bane and the Bardic. So 12.
Okay.
And 12 again.
24 damage. You feel like you did some serious fucking damage to him. Let's get Garglin and Plareon to make perception checks real quick. He's taken so much damage at this point, his flesh isn't reacting like flesh normally would. It's reacting like rotted wood, so it's just like breaking off in chunks, and you can see in his rib cage, there's hanging something metallic, and it's like swinging as if he has something inside of him. Like his rib cage is a cage of something. You can see it in there. Just something to be aware of.
Hmm.
Yeah. That would be top of the order. Garglin, what are you doing, bro?
Do we skip me by chance?
Oh, yeah, we did. Sorry. We'll go ahead. You come in now.
That's okay. All right. Why, both times I've seen you two, has there been trouble? And I just want to run up here and dick swing. We'll see what happens.
Right,
it's Dawnblade, and I'm power swinging. 17. Hey.
17 will miss. The 24 will hit. 24. Cool. That 24 will. Well, because it's plus two.
Yeah.
So for 9?
Yeah, it's. Yep. 9 plus the 3 light.
Yep. So 12. Yeah, you feel like this thing is. It's close to the end of its second life. It recoils for you. It's like, ah! Just like that. And then top of the order is Garglin.
Okay, so this might not work, but this thing in its chest, is its chest open enough that I could shove my hand in there and yank that thing out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to roll a touch die.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right.
Roll for it, bro. See what happens. That's inventive as fuck. I never considered that. Which is weird, because that's some shit I would have tried, like, try to pitch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll just shove my hand through its chest.
Right.
Let's see. Is that just a straight melee attack?
Yeah, straight melee attack, man. And that's its touch attack, because it's not slashing, so...
Well, let's see what
you hit it. Yeah, you fucking... All right. So you reach it there, and you shove your hand through it. It's like pushing your hand through really thick paper, and you kind of grab onto it. It's a cylindrical. And I'll give you, that's partial action. Are you gonna try to jerk it out or whatever?
Yeah.
Make a strength check.
Rip the whole thing out. Okay.
Yeah, make a strength check.
Oh.
Nah. You pull it, but it feels like it's caught on something. He is going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
That's fair.
Yeah. So 27 hit.
Yeah.
It's 21 hit.
Yes, it does.
All right. So 12. Yeah.
Okay.
So he smacks at you, but it's not enough to make you let go of what you're holding on to.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just gonna ride this whole thing out.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I dig it. I dig the inventiveness. I dig it. Makes me happy. All right, so that goes to Jim. What's your move, man? I think you're muted, brother.
After what the Inquisitor told me, I'm gonna take a step back into the water.
Okay.
Can I still reach him with my falchion from here or not?
No, it's 10 foot, or yeah, you don't have reach, man.
It would take an action to switch weapons.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna switch to my crossbow and move even further into the water here.
Okay. That would be Vanessa. Throw a dagger at it.
Yeah, why not? Just to mix it up a little bit.
Just do something different.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm gonna miss again because it's fun for me.
So you hit it, but it just didn't do any damage.
Right between the eyes.
I'm gonna move over here,
Yeah.
So I'm maybe not throwing right through
right into the party.
Sexy question mark gentleman who ran in all bloody.
That's awesome. So then we go to that would be me, right? Well, I'm like, this dude is grabbing onto me, so I'm gonna swing. 18 hit you?
Yeah, surprisingly, the 18 and maybe the 33.
Does that 33 hit you? Wow. Yeah.
So that's gonna be 10 points. It's a no-shit fight. Guys, I told you, I don't pull punches here. It's good shit. It's worth it for what... If you kill this thing, it's what you get is worth it. I'm just saying.
It's in the Monty Hall dungeon. We're here to kill things.
That's right. So Steve takes 10. The real Steve, not you imposters. And then that would put it at Imric. No, yeah, Imric, and then we'll go Asher last.
I'm gonna hit him with another chain attack. Okay. This time without the Bane added on.
Alright.
You know what? No. We're gonna add Bane to it.
Okay. Yeah, you want all you can help with, because, I mean, this is some no-shit Wahidas. That's not gonna hit. That's not gonna hit.
Damn it. Alright. So
one chain.
One chain.
I know. Oh, one chain over here.
The 10 points?
Yeah.
This chain reaches up and it rips through him. And he kinda starts to slump. You know, Garglin's able to pull back. His forearm really flexes, his dwarven arm just kinda rips back, and he pulls this thing out of its chest. And the vampire starts to sway. He kind of chuckles as he drops to his knees.
And he goes, my life will cost you thousands. We are now free. Even old man Thaddeus did not dare kill me.
And then it starts to crumble into dust. And Garglin looks at his hand, he opens his hand up, and he sees, and he's got a copper key in his palm. And it has the words Nemenia written down the side of it in Old Helic, which is the common tongue of Maya, the homebrew world that everybody's playing in right now, listener.
Trademark.
Nemenia?
Yeah, Nemenia.
Well, it's either A, the key to the vault we couldn't find before, or B, the key to the portal.
Is he on his knees dead?
Oh, he turned to ash. He, like, crumbles into, like, paper. Kind of like a wasp's nest, when you see a wasp's nest. Like, if you think about how his skin color looked, he was, like, a very, very dense wasp nest kind of constructed vampire.
I used my boot to kind of brush the vampire paper into the water.
And it immediately just kind of crumbles into, like, a pulpy mess and goes downstream.
Here, take that environment.
I'm gonna look in the room to see if there's anything else.
You looking around in the room, it's dusty. There's that kind of old mosaic floor, and there's that sarcophagi that's open.
I'm gonna walk up to Gargi, as he's been affectionately called, and be like, "What? You are all such brave and powerful fighters. I mean, I'm pretty good with my blades, and you are all also very good. But I definitely did my part in the fight. but do you have what was inside of him?"
I kind of give her this confused and bemused look.
Right.
Do all those daggers disappear, or are we just, like, ankle-deep in daggers?
No, they disappear. they just go away.
I was going to say, I look all around at the daggers on the ground and say,
No, once they hit him, they disappear. They go inside of him because I was doing so much damage.
Really just says, yes, dear. I open my hand and I show the key.
Yes. It is a copper key, and it has the word Nemenia inscribed in it. Engraved in it, I guess you would say, in an old Helic.
Perhaps this is the key we were seeking for the vault earlier.
Yeah, when I was in that room, there were all the paintings of the lady, and it said Nemenia underneath, or something. I have Nemenia written in my notes about that hallway.
Oh, that seems likely then. I'm going to step into the room and look inside the sarcophagus.
Before we get too carried away, I turn blade towards you two. I just say, so why are we running around releasing undead? I can only assume that you're the ones that let the swarm slaughter hundreds.
Well, that doesn't sound like something we'd do.
I didn't
do it. Clear all the coffins were open. They all came from down here.
And about how long ago was that?
I can only assume they're still behind me.
I assure you, Hound, we had no such dealings. These coffins were all closed as we walked by them, as we entered.
Did you make some sort of a pact with your demon friend that just lets everyone run by?
We're not that foolish. I know I may seem foolish, but I'm not that foolish.
Well, I don't know where the key goes, but we should probably figure it out quick, because as soon as those things finish with lunch, they're going to be looking for dinner. And
which things are you talking about, sir?
Well, they looked pretty similar to him.
Were they as big as he is?
Yes.
Some bigger.
They cut through the Crimsons like they were nothing.
Oh, crap, those guys were going to
The doors into the room with the circle, are they opened or closed?
Open. That's where I came from.
Then I strongly recommend we go close those now. And I will make my way to go do that.
Can I real quick take a peek into that sarcophagus as well?
I'm already in there.
I'm going to help you look, bro.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there's nothing
in there. Were you looking for some daggers?
No, I have...
Stray daggers that flew in here?
You joke. I have so many daggers. I will show you later.
You do.
It's just full of dirt.
Okay.
Ooh,
fancy dirt.
Fancy dirt. Nice dirt.
We're going to close the door. That's all we're doing.
You guys come through the door, and you can see, unable to pass through this threshold, is a mess of vampires. like a whole mess of vampires fill this hallway. And they're just kind of...
But they can't come through?
They don't seem to be able to make it through the threshold.
We don't go that way.
I roll my eyes. Another job unpaid.
Well, Charon looks back at you.
Shall I invite your friends in?
No, please do not. They are not our friends.
Oh, okay. You may not come in, he says.
Can you attack them? Do you have magic? Can you make them turn into gross huskiness?
Oh, I cannot do that. I am sorry.
All right.
Are we in Thaddeus's home?
You are in the basement of the Night Garden.
And where are the stairs to the top?
Ah, they are through the portal door.
In the workshop?
Yes.
And do you happen to know where the key to the door is?
Yes. Thaddeus's man Randolph had it.
Does the name Randolph sound familiar at all?
Not to any of you. It's not even like of the local lexicon. The word Randolph is about as like Saxon as you can get. And you guys, it's not something from the Dune Seas by any way, shape, or form.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion, group? Perhaps we may find something in the vault that could help us.
Yes, we should definitely look in the vault. I just start to walk towards the vault, just assuming they're going to follow me.
Oh, I do. But I'm also asking Charon, is Randolph the gentleman that was back out this way?
Which way are you pointing?
Towards the crypt back out here.
I do not know. I have not seen him in ages.
Who has the key?
Hopefully not.
Does the demon know what the key goes to?
The copper key.
Which Steve has, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how comfortable I feel showing that guy our complete hand.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. So we can see all of these vampires on the other side of this
door. Yeah, there's a lot of them, and they're on the other side of that doorway where the bloody hallway is.
Does anyone have any oil or a torch?
I don't.
Best I got is a bag of dog bones, but that's not going to do much good.
I can throw a dagger at them. Throw a dagger at them.
As you're kind of staring at them, they all have the same kind of wasp nest looking pallor as the one you had fought.
Let's find the key to the doorway and leave as quickly as we can.
I agree. I feel like we should check in the vault because maybe the key to the way out is in there.
Oh, shit.
Come on, let us go to the vault.
You need the brass key to get the silver key, and you need the silver key to get the gold key.
Seriously.
We're playing adventure on Atari.
It's rushing nesting dolls of keys.
Keys and daggers.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
And now we're all just standing and staring at the guy with the key.
Yeah, I'm going to walk to the door over here and be like, Gargolin, please come.
All right.
Thank you. So we walk down the hallway, look at the pretty paintings, and then I'm going to walk over here and be like, check the door. Or I will do it if you want me to.
No, I just walk up past her.
I'm really like up on him. Like he's not getting in that room without me.
We'll all bunch up again because that's worked well as a strategy.
Let's be in a line this time. That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll take the copper key and see if I can open this.
It does unlock. Do you want to open the door?
Yeah, why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Okay.
That looks fine.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, man, go for it.
This is, are there any torches or open flames or anything in here?
There are not. There were sconces back. There were sconces back in the other room.
Workshop?
Yeah, with the coffins, but there's been, in here it's all been illuminated by, like, magical light.
Do you mention that you need a torch?
Yes,
Let me resolve the room real quick.
Yeah, deal with the room.
Cool. So the copper key turns in the lock, makes like a rumbling clicking sound, and the door opens to a room lit with arcane light. The far wall of the room is covered in stacks of copper coins. while they are not worth much, the vast amount of coins alone could easily be considered a small fortune. It's about 500,000 gold worth of copper coins.
Oh, wow. He's Scrooge McDuck.
He's my dad. He saved all the pennies.
Also notice the more notable figure in the room. There is a silver pole with a chain attached to it, and the chain runs off behind some of the copper coins. But as the stale air of the room rushes out, and the breathable air that you guys just let in rushes in, a figure pops up behind the coin stack, a collar around his neck. He has pale gray skin, a bald head, pointed ears. He is wearing a black linen suit. He has wire-framed spectacles, lanky limbs, little black boots, and he's very wide-eyed, and he looks at you, gargling. He looks right at you, and he runs to the end of his chain, which is about right here, and he goes, are you real?
I turn to, I don't know, the rest of the people in this line and say, guys, you're going to want to take a look at this. And I'll move in, but I kind of like edge close to the other side of the wall because this guy seems half a lunatic.
Okay. Are you?
I'm super interested in the shiny. I'm popping forward.
Okay.
I am.
Are you real?
Are you real?
I don't know anymore.
I am very real, friend. I can assure you.
I don't normally know if I could trust that, but hello.
Hello, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Randolph. The master has not summoned me in ages, so I've been counting and counting and counting and counting, and I dropped my emerald. Could I have it?
Where is your emerald?
And he points over to the corner, and if you look at the map, right in the corner of that room is a little green emerald.
That's probably a bad idea. I'm starting to think that years of D&D have made me really paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't give him that. That's...
Oh.
I hear he has lost his emerald, and I sort of take a step into the room.
Okay. That's not my emerald, but that is an emerald. Could I have my emerald? Are you real?
I am very real. What do you need your emerald for?
It's mine. I like it. It's mine.
Can I go over to the emerald and like investigate it? See if it seems magic or something?
Sure. Go for it.
Or I don't have the ability to see magic.
I was going to let you make a roll.
I appreciate you. I changed my mind. I'm going to start to walk towards it and then pause and then turn to Emmerich and be like, Emmy, go see if the emerald is magic.
Like you think you're a monkey, Sam.
Let me take a... I will take a look at it.
Okay.
So before I even pick it up, I will do a detect magic.
Okay. We'll just say we go through the motions. It's magical, but it's really low-level magic. It has a conjuration spell on it. That's it.
Can I ask Asher's character for his torch?
Yeah, you guys can talk. Yeah.
Did you have a torch, friend, Hound?
Yeah, it's an expensive one, and I pull my ever-burning torch out of my backpack.
I thought it might be a good idea to set fire to these vampires.
Oh, well, unfortunately, this isn't going to quite work then.
It isn't, is it?
The flame from my sword isn't a real flame either.
Hmm, that's some shit. So back to the room.
So I've picked up the emerald.
You guys tried.
I thought, yeah.
I've picked up the emerald, but I'm not taking another step towards him.
Okay.
You said your name was Randolph?
Randolph, yes. That's my name.
Randolph, I'm going to be very honest with you. There are a lot of undead things trying to get into your master's basement.
That seems normal.
We need to leave. We would like to leave before they accomplish this task, if they can.
Okay.
Do you know if they'll be able to get in?
No, I don't think so.
Is there another way out?
I don't know. Where are we?
We, according to the demon out in the circle, we are still in the basement of the what did he call it? The Night Garden?
Night's End Garden?
Night's End Garden?
The Night Garden? Yes, we are home. Yes, there's another way out. We go upstairs.
How do we go upstairs?
Through the door.
This guy's maddeningly helpful.
And I understand you have the key to the door.
Yes, I am the hired man of the house. That is my job.
Can I have the key, please?
I can't give it to you. I am the key.
Crap.
All right.
Well, crap. Why are you chained up, friend?
I was left here.
Why did they leave you here?
The master, Thaddeus Monk, he was the one to inherit the Night Garden from Racewind, Grimforge of Lemuria. This is my home, and Thaddeus, he felt that it would be better if I was here. I served Racewind for a very long time. He allowed me to do so, and gave me a job at the Night Garden. He gave me that emerald, too. I would really like it back if I could have it, please.
We would like to leave the Night Garden. Once we are able to leave, you can have your emerald back.
Okay.
Can I take a look? Like, I don't want to move any closer to Mr. Chainman, but can I, like, take a look of the room and see if there's anything besides copper coin in here? Like, if there's, like, any gold or, you know, that
crap ton of copper coin.
That's kind of it.
The chain that's around his neck, him, and the emerald.
So, I have a question. I don't know if I need to make
it. Writing down on the character sheet.
A perception check for this, but this, you said he's attached to a silver, like, stake?
Or yeah, there's a silver pole that's been, it's part of the floor, and it has a silver chain that runs from it, and it's wrapped around his neck.
Okay.
I'm gonna step in just for a second here. I look at Plarion and I just say, you seem to be a holy man yourself, yeah?
I'm a paladin of Volkos, yes.
I like him, he's nice. That was charm.
I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, which reveals my multiple tattoos that I've had done over the years. Grim and hyenas running in the night. And I'm gonna pull out my holy symbol to death. And I'm going to just start praying in front of the door for this blasphemy of multitudes of undead creatures that are just a blasphemy to the religion itself.
Excuse me, priest?
Yes?
Yes, hi. The Lord of Death holds no sway here. The Queen of Blades, she has blessed this place. Your words won't go anywhere. Just not to upset you, just to let you know.
Just sigh and put it back away.
Now I wonder, this is me speaking as a player, not as my character.
Mm-hmm.
You have to invite vampires in.
Correct.
Can you disinvite them? Okay.
No.
I'm holding the deed to this place. I'm the rightful owner.
And they have not entered.
I know, but I could expel them from the entire Night Garden by saying you're not welcome.
They haven't entered the Night Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the threshold to the Night Garden is those double doors.
Oh, okay. I thought the whole thing.
Nah, because remember, when Vanessa put the blade into the mirror wall,
right,
and it opened into this place, and Charn said, I did not know there was a door there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so you guys are in the Night Garden proper.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so they can't come in because it's owned by a living being.
Right, who did not invite them in.
Who did not invite them in, so they're just standing there because they can't come in.
Okay.
If he hadn't picked up that deed, would they have just been able to
yes.
come in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Good job, Jim.
It would have been a race against the clock to see if anybody could have figured out there was a deed and what to do with it and getting into that room and, yeah. Yeah.
And it was the running water that stopped the other vampire. Not
it is the running, yeah.
Water. Okay.
Yeah, it's not holy water, it's just running water.
You know what? The first thing I do when I get back to the town is buy a friggin' torch. Set fire to this, like, group of vampires, like, kindling.
I have a flint and steel for you, but that's not going to do much.
Back to the room, then? Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Back to the room. What are you guys doing?
I'm looking to see how to get the chain off of this silver
post. Oh, it's just wrapped around his neck.
Oh.
Yeah, you just have to unwrap the chain from his neck.
It's not locked or anything?
No, he can't touch it. It's silver.
Seems like we should use it as a leash, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. Can we sever the chain from the pole?
That's going to take some doing. What do you...
Doing knowledge dungeoneering. What are we looking at?
It's a pole.
No. Sorry.
It's a shiny pole.
What yeah. is Randolph?
Randolph's a vampire. Randolph is very much a vampire. Not the same wasp skin looking vampire as the one you saw before, or the ones down the hallway.
He's Renfield, dude.
Randolph's a vampire.
He's Renfield.
That Jim yeah. is very accurate in his assessment.
Are you familiar with the Dracula book? He's
Renfield. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I kind of got that, but if he is the key, I mean, we might need him to get the you know, to get out of here.
I make sure I put the emerald into like a pocket, and I got my holy symbol of Kronos.
No, out. Please, come on, man. But it's mine. Can I
when
just?
When we can leave this place,
okay?
You
but
get your emerald back.
That's yeah. Can I? I've been stuck down here forever, man. Can I just have it? It just plays songs. I just want it.
Do I believe him?
Make a sense motive check.
28.
Yeah.
Something I'm good at.
Yeah, yeah. You emphatically believe him.
I believe that it plays songs.
Mm-hmm. You believe that what he's telling you is true. That's
all right.
Yeah. He seems too tired and stressed out and scared to, like, be trying to put you on. He doesn't even know if you're real. He could just be having a conversation with himself.
Friend, how is it that you are the key to the door? What do you have to do to get the door open?
I have to open it.
How do you do that?
With my hands.
You just touch the door and it opens?
Oh no, there's a knob. You lift and pull.
Do you have to be attached to your hands for that to work?
I would hope so.
Erglin just kind of rubs his temples. Entire conversation may be killing him.
All right. I mean, I guess we have to take him. We have to get out. We can't go the way we came.
So with my holy symbol out, one hand on the scimitar, I unwrap the chain from around his neck.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have my emerald, please?
When we can leave this place, what? You can have the emerald back.
You can leave.
I'm going to, before I leave the room, I'm going to scoop up a handful of copper coins.
Okay.
Roll, I can't not. I'm just going to fill a pocket with copper coins, yeah, one of my many, many pockets.
Okay, so you probably got like 2d20 worth of copper.
Okay.
It's a lot of copper.
Woot.
He goes,
31 copper.
He goes, all of it combined is 154,375,263, I think. Yes, I counted twice, maybe three times, at least twice, I know of.
Erglin retires.
Can I have my emerald back?
I'm just going to start walking towards the other group and explain the situation to them.
Yeah, I'm going to come along.
Yeah, over my shoulder, I'm going to be like, Emmy, bring our new friend.
Bye, Mr. Dwarf. Bye, nice lady. Hi, Emmy. Emmy, hi. Could I have my emerald back?
We wish to leave this place.
Okay.
Safely.
Uh-huh.
And you will have your emerald back.
Can I have it back now?
No.
Oh. And he just stands there waiting for you to do something.
Come Anton, on, all of your characters make me so sad.
Okay, can I have my emerald now? And this will be the tone of things.
Okay.
You walk
after
out.
After a while, I just stop responding.
Okay.
You walk out to Savar talking with Charon. So you're...
Charn!
Like, Randolph? Doorman?
Charn is not the doorman. I am the doorman.
This is our new friend Randolph, and he is the key to the door. He has to touch it and it opens.
I have to.
Also, there's a bunch of copper in there if you're interested.
Pull and lift. Hi, Charn. Can I have my emerald back?
Do these doors open towards us, or the doors that the vampires are unable to cross, do they open towards us or towards the vampires?
They close. If they close, they're on your side, so you could push them closed and close the hallway.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to do that.
Okay. I'm going to close the door to the vampire horde.
So when you close the door, it makes a solid wall.
And that's kind of what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's vampires are loose in our city, guys.
21 of them, to be exact.
Ooh.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need so many sacks.
So Charon is like... That to the...
Sorry.
No, go ahead, man.
We can add that to the plethora of problems, the undead specters roaming about, the giants rampaging through the city. as much as I'd hate to see the city brought to ruin.
Yes, and then there was that crazy gray woman on the broomstick.
Hmm. What? Both Randolph and both Randolph and Charn go, what? Like at the same time in almost unison.
Nice lady. What were you talking about? Yes, please. What was that about a broomstick?
Why do you ask?
It's very curious. Not typically the things that we hear about broomstick.
I'm like double checking my notes. Like, yeah, it's a broomstick. Sorry.
No, you are correct.
I'm gonna turn to Emmy because Emmy asked me, and I'm like, yes, there was that woman on the broomstick in the gray robes, right before I got the sword. Did you not see her?
I did not.
Nice lady. Once again, that broomstick. What exactly did it look like?
Why do you ask?
Because I am not a big fan of hags or witches. And that sounds very much like both of those things. So I would like to know what kind of broomstick she was on to know how quickly I need to go open that door.
Now I'm concerned and don't want to tell him because I'm afraid he won't let us out. Oh, it's just a broomstick, just a normal broom. Totally not weird in any way.
Oh, good, good.
Why? No. What would make you concerned?
Oh, well, yeah, if it was one of the covens who took the knee, then we would be in a wealth of danger. Oh, just such horrible danger, like you could not believe.
Covens took the knee to who?
Took the knee to the Green Queen. During the Shadow Wars, there was a large coven from the Dune Sea who helped essentially allow her to rise to power and launched a campaign across most of the Prime Material to convince other covens to bend the knee to her. And those who did not were killed, or they hid. The chessmen kind of involved in some things. Interesting folk. I worked with Racewyn during that time. That is when he freed me from my bonds and brought me from the Dread Plains to here. My question was only because I was terribly worried when you mentioned the gray robes that it could be one of those covens returning to the Prime and you know, restarting their old antics. But if that was not the case, then we're totally fine. You guys, anybody looking at Charn just sees his, like, he's slack-jawed.
What the fuck?
Was that like Charn talking the whole time? Or was
No, that was
Okay.
Randolph, yeah. They both sound very similar. You notice that? Eerily similar.
I don't know anything about any witches. I didn't see any of that when I was running. Though I did see a amber-eyed black bow wielder.
He starts walking. Come on, Mr. Man with my emerald. Please come quickly.
Randolph, okay. How would we know if it was one of these witch covens from the other planes?
He's ignoring you.
Charn, how would we know if one of these covens was from the other planes?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Nobody's ever told me about any of those. Oh. I've read a lot in the library upstairs, but I have no idea.
Did you hear anything about the Green Queen? In your books?
Nothing in the books. Nothing that I was able to get to, at least.
Not in this campaign.
Tune into the great old ones. No. Yes, actually, do. Do tune in. It's good stuff.
All right, I'm just going to follow Mr. Keyman.
Okay.
Yeah. Goodbye, Charn. It was nice to meet you. Maybe we will see you again later.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
All right, so I followed this lunatic into the little workshop here. What is he doing?
He walks up to the door. He grabs the handle. He lifts up and pulls it open. And the door opens, and you see beyond into a violet-covered colored room. And he walks through the door.
hi, I'm Steve. None of those hit me, and I get to hit him back, and he's dead.
That's right. In fact, I gained hit points from those attacks. Back to full now.
So he's. I think he's going to do five.
Still hear you, you fuckers.
Wasn't my Steve impersonation so good?
Yeah, I can see why you're a voice actor.
Throw a dagger at it. I just want to say that second attack is over double my AC. Just throwing that out there quick.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens.
Little handmaidens, it is your old friend Graziella Anastasia Blackfoot here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself.
And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.